This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Let's do this. Top of hour number two. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. We have the honor and the privilege of bringing on, again, Vietnam veteran, colonel, former congressman, would have been a senator had the Republican Party paid attention to him and not gone after the money. He'd be a sitting senator right now. He's our good friend, Colonel Rob Simmons. Rob, DJ.
What's the fuss about, you know, bunch of old guys in funny hats yapping about something that took place... What, 75 years ago, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, D-Day, is it more important than, I'm just reading here in the New York Post, this Tracy Morgan had a $2 million car.
Yeah.
And drove it out the dealership and it got hit and he busted it up. I mean, that's the headline. So D-Day, kind of hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look at my history book, I lived in China. And I remember around the 12th century, there was a Chinese effort to invade Japan. The Chinese mounted the largest armada in history, at least the largest in history at the time. They had about 60,000 troops, 600 to 800 ships, 300 large vessels, 400 to 500 smaller craft. So 800 or 900 ships, a couple hundred thousand troops.
Mm.
And what happened? What happened when they crossed over the Sea of Japan to try to invade Japan? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember?
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't there? Nobody told you about it?
I don't know anybody.
You didn't open up a fortune cookie and see the answer to the question in a fortune cookie? You know?
No, I don't eat Chinese food.
No. Okay. You don't?
No.
Not even the cookies?
No.
Oh, my God. But what happened was very interesting. It's not unusual in warfare.
Yeah.
When this happens.
Okay.
But as the largest armada in the history of the world at the time,
yep,
made its way across the Sea of Japan to invade the island kingdom of Japan, there was a typhoon.
I was going to say, it's weather.
A typhoon.
Related. Yeah.
There was bad weather.
Now I remember.
Bad weather.
That's right.
Typhoon. Typhoon is Chinese for big wind.
Yes, big wind.
Yeah, Tai means big. Feng means wind. Typhoon.
Yeah.
So, and the Japanese called it a kamikaze wind.
Yeah.
That word became famous some hundreds of years later when the kamikaze was the name attributed to suicide bombers who tried to defeat the U.S. Navy during World War II. But in any event, the typhoon sank the ships. That was the end of that.
That's it.
That's over.
Right.
Okay. So that was a big armada.
Right.
Can you think of another one? Another big armada?
The Spanish armada.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish armada.
Yeah.
1585 to 1604. So yeah. I'm kind of looking at this one here. They had 34 warships, 163 merchant vessels,
yeah,
and 30 flyboats. I don't even know what a flyboat is, but if you add it all up, you're talking about a little over 200 ships, smaller than the Chinese armada.
Right.
How'd that Spanish armada do? How'd that work out?
Not too good. I got a feeling I know where this is going.
We're leading up to something.
I know what this
leading
is all about.
We are leading. We're talking about armadas.
Yes, but we're talking in particular about armadas
that
were affected by the weather.
The weather. And most of them were affected by the weather.
Oh, you got more?
There's one more.
Oh, go ahead.
Called D-Day.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Operation Overlord.
Right.
What I call the Allied Armada.
Yes.
The Allied Armada.
Yeah.
Now, let's see if we got some got some numbers on that. How many ships were involved in the Allied Armada that crossed over from Great Britain and landed at Normandy? You know, there's this big thing about Normandy, and they landed it at Normandy. How many ships? You want to guess?
Well, 18,000 Allied paratroopers.
That's people. That's not ships. All right, I asked for ships.
Nearly 7,000 naval vessels. How about that?
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Including battleships, destroyers, minesweeps, escorts, all of that.
5,000 plus. Yeah. Higgins boats.
Yeah.
These little Higgins boats that they're all, you know, landing with the Higgins boats. So this armada of 5,000 plus ships, that's pretty big.
Sure it is.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, this is part and parcel of what we call the fog of war. The fog of war. Eisenhower spent months and months and months planning the invasion.
Right.
Months. And the British and the Americans spent months and months trying to fake out the Germans, to fake them out,
right,
that they were going to come to Calais, that General Patton was going to be in charge of the invasion. They had General Patton over in a part of Britain where they were making tanks out of plywood, and they were making artillery pieces out of cardboard and other stuff. And when you flew over in an airplane, it looked, wow, geez, look, yeah, look at all the stuff they got over there. And all of that stuff was letting the Germans think that they're going to land at Calais. Then they had a man who never was. Are you familiar with that?
Mm.
Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Or we need to go to break?
No,
the man who never was. They took a body out of the morgue in London, and they dressed him up in a suit. They got this fancy briefcase, okay, and they chained it to his wrist. And inside the briefcase were top secret documents, top secret, about the invasion at Calais. They took him and threw him overboard in an area where they knew the tide would take him ashore. And so what happens? This body floats ashore, and the Germans recover the body. And they don't know how he, you know, got there. He was on a boat and it sank, you know, something like this. There was a news article then in the paper, such and such a boat sank. Certain people are missing. And so the Germans open up the briefcase and they thought, aha, those are the plans.
Ah.
We got it. And so they were convinced, this is part of what they call the bodyguard of lies, they were convinced it was going to be Calais. That's why when they woke Hitler up and they said, hey, they're over in Normandy. Nein. If the German high command was more flexible and delegated battlefield decisions to a lower level, maybe a division commander, maybe a regiment commander, even a battalion commander, they could have responded immediately and maybe driven a wedge between the Americans at Utah and Omaha Beach and the British at Gold, Juno, and Sword Beach. But that didn't happen.
Where did Hitler go wrong?
Russia. Russia invaded Russia.
What was the relationship between Hitler and Japan? Was there one?
Hitler and the Japanese signed a sort of a pact, which meant that the Japanese could basically do their thing in the Far East, which they did with Manchuria and China, Singapore, the Philippines. You know, they did the whole thing out there, and the Germans essentially said, you know, go for it, but in the meantime, don't mess with us.
Right.
And so that was done early on. I have a message from Dwight Eisenhower. This was to the soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Okay.
And he says, you're about to embark upon a great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Yeah.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. Liberty loving people, freedom loving people. We have to eliminate the Nazi tyranny and secure the world for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be easy. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. And then he said, the free men of the world are marching together to victory. Well, he should have said the free men and free women, because, you know, women were involved, but we'll excuse that for Ike. We will accept nothing less than full victory, unconditional full victory. Let us beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. I would argue this is probably the last big anniversary of D-Day, where D-Day veterans are going to be around.
Sure.
75, they're all in their 90s.
Yeah.
Even if they joined when they were 16 or 17, they're pretty much in their 90s.
Yeah.
And most of them aren't going to be there for the 80th.
Right.
So I think this is it's a big day. It's a day worth remembering the details of what worked and what didn't work. And what a great country we have. God bless America.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for sticking around a little longer today.
You bet.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. You will bring about the destruction of the German war machine. The elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. Full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle.
Alan Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I'm witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
We With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, there he is, Wayne Allen Root. He's got a couple-day sabbatical, so he is off until Monday. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in here on the Great USA Radio Network. And it's always amazing to me. I mean, here we are talking. I'm talking here in Connecticut, but I'm sure folks are listening in Vegas and Dallas and Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, all great cities all across the country. So it's very cool. If you got to call in, you always can. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. A lot of folks are emailing me now on the national scene, getting emails from all over the country. If you want to be part of that, LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com. It's LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com. And I get back to everybody as best I can. Of course, my Facebook page is almost filled up. I've almost gone over the 5,000 mark, which will cause me somewhat of a dilemma. But we'll figure it out when that time comes. So we've been talking pretty much the first 90 minutes of the show about D-Day. We'll get away from that maybe a little bit in the second half, unless somebody wants to talk about it. We can certainly circle back. But before we do wrap it up, maybe right before the end of the show today, I'm going to get together with Chris, the great producer here, and we're going to play a couple pieces of audio. One is my absolute favorite Ronald Reagan speech, and I play it all the time on the morning show, on my morning show, and I haven't played it on the national audience, and I'm sure you may have all heard it, maybe not, I'm not sure, but every time I hear it, man, it just, again, hair on the back of my neck stands up, and it makes me feel about as patriotic as you can be. So that'll be coming up almost towards the end of the program, in case you want to set your watches to listen up on that. One other thing, just a couple other stats, and then we'll wrap it up. Largest seaborne invasion in history, more than 160,000 troops coming ashore on June 6th. Before it was over, more than 875,000 troops had crossed the English Channel to take part. 6,939 vessels took part in the invasion, 1,213 warships, over 4,000 landing crafts, all kinds. It was an amazing day. So D-Day, again, celebrated 75 years, the anniversary. Again, if you see a veteran, certainly if you see a veteran of World War II, man, shake his hand. Good God. They are absolute heroes, and they saved the world. So, you know, I'm looking around my studio here, and I'm sort of a nature guy. And in fact, I wanted to tell you guys this. So today, when I left the studio to take care of my dog, the Ozman, took him for a long walk before I came back here. So on my way, now, this is turtle season, man, in Connecticut. You may not know that, but I've been saving maybe two or three turtles a week. They cross the road, and people stink, man. They don't slow down. You can see them. They're big, right? They're crossing the road, and sometimes people, they don't care about it. They run them over, and once you run them over, their shell cracks, and it's ugly. It's not fun. But today I was driving home, and I saw this little baby turtle. And he was in the middle of the road, and he just got missed by getting squished by this truck. So I did what I always do, and that's I blocked both lanes of traffic with my truck on this windy back road, and I saved the little turtle. So I feel good. I feel good about that. I put him into the woods, and he didn't try to bite my finger off, which was nice. So we had that kind of a relationship going. But yeah, we have these turtles that cross the road all the time in different spots, which, you know. It warms my heart, but I guess the point I was trying to make is I must kill a tree a day. Even though I love nature, I have so much stuff. All right, listen, Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is a fantastic conversation guy, and he's a great guest. We'll chat with him next. Alan Gottlieb in the next hour. He's going to talk about the Virginia scenario with the guns and how they want to ban certain parts of the guns and the ammunition and all that go along with that. So once again, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll come back after the bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is saying that progress has been made in today's immigration discussions at the White House. Now the president has threatened a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, demanding our southern neighbor help fight illegal immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan reminds us.
We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this.
The president is spending the night in Ireland after taking part in D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France. And the superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The Department of Defense is investigating that accident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Speaking of Kip Herridge, that's our sponsor of this segment, and I think you all need to memorize the three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, 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 because Kip Herridge runs VRA, VRAinsider.com. It's an investment newsletter, not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street, and then he left to found VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of those 16 years. 15 out of 16. And here's the big news. Only for my fans of USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. The guy's amazing. He's got like a crystal ball.
Welcome back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network, and War Now. All right, this is one of our favorite guests. Our very good pal, Stephen Bucci, joins us, Heritage Foundation. If you don't know who he is, well, he's been around for over 30 years, Special Ops, American Special Forces, and a top Pentagon official, and we always appreciate him coming on with us. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to be on the show.
All right, I got to start with first your take on Trump threatening tariffs on Mexico. I love it. Are you? What do you think?
Well, generally, I'm not a big fan of tariffs. You know, I kind of like free trade. But, you know, President Trump is trying desperately to stop the flow of illegal immigrants through Mexico or from Mexico to the United States. He's tried diplomacy. He's tried, you know, having a lot of trouble getting stuff put on our side of the border because of his friends in Congress and in some of the courts. So he's, you know, he's trying something else, trying to motivate Mexico to play a constructive role in this emergency, because it is an emergency now. So, again, not a big fan of tariffs in general.
Right.
You know, if they can get Mexico to cooperate more fully by doing this, it'll be a home run.
What would Mexico need to do on their end to actually help us out? Just turn people around, that simple?
Well, I mean, they have very strong, normally, very strong enforcement on their southern border, you know, to keep people out. Since these caravans have really cranked up where they get there and say, look, we don't want to go to Mexico. We're just passing through. We want to get to America. Eventually, they kind of let them go. In some cases, the government's helping the people.
Right.
And then when they get to the northern Mexican border, our southern border, they're not doing a heck of a lot to keep these people out. There's been a couple of positive developments. Some of the cities are, you know, setting up places for people to stay there so that they can be processed while in Mexico. But, you know, I think Mexico could do more, and it's an enormous emergency. And, you know, they're our neighbor, one of our biggest trading partners. We need to motivate them to help.
Stephen Bucci again, Heritage Foundation, joins us talking about a number of different things. Moving from that to this horrible scenario in Virginia Beach, 12 people at last count dead. And another instance of somebody just losing it, going into a building and killing everybody he can get into contact with. Your thoughts on this?
Well, again, you know, this is what most of these are. Occasionally we get these kind of shootings that actually have a political or religious motivation. We've had a couple of those over the years. Most of them are troubled people, literally, you know, people with mental health issues. We don't know all the details of this guy's motivation yet, other than, you know, it could have and seems to be work-related. But businesses, churches, schools need to understand that it's not just big-picture political targets that could get hit with these kind of tragedies. Everybody needs to of their game, have a plan, have some basic security in place, some basic training or at least discussions with their, you know, their employees, their students, their congregants, whoever is their constituency, and be prepared for this, because you can't just assume it's never going to happen here. That's not wise or responsible.
And this one doesn't fit the normal profile for a shooter, right, Stephen?
No, it does. This guy, you know, he's a regular working guy. You know, Virginia Beach has a very mixed community, you know, black and white. It is not predominantly one or the other. It really, they just need to dig into this guy's background, see what caused this. You know, was it just the work-related? Were there other underlying factors there from a mental health standpoint or, you know, stress standpoint in his life? But, you know, the police and the authorities post-mortem usually do a really good job of trying to figure out what it is. But very few of these where they failed to come up with the underlying reason. You know, Las Vegas, the biggest one. But, you know, we need to figure it out, and then we need to do something about it afterwards. You know, to take steps to harden the targets, take steps to respond more quickly when you start to get the signals. Don't assume just because Joe is really ticked off today that Joe might not do something, you know, crazy.
Right.
And we need to do that. We're so used to the norm, you know, that guy'll just, he'll go home, he'll, you know, kick the dog and yell at his wife and then he'll be fine. That's unfortunately not necessarily the case. So we do need to take steps. These things need to be reported, and we can short circuit, you know, the majority of them before the tragedy part.
You mentioned Las Vegas, and I have not heard boo about Las Vegas in a long, long time. The worst shooting in the history of this country. And do we know anything new about that? Anything at all?
There has not been anything else released that I've seen. If it has come out, it's probably stayed in law enforcement channels. But nobody has found anything that leads back to this guy's motivation other than, you know, just wanting to shoot people. And that's not the norm. There's usually some underlying reason. It might not be a reason that you or I would feel justified going out and hurt somebody because of, but,
right,
you know, someone's got a troubled mind already that, you know, just some kind of slight can set them off. But, you know, this one, this was very premeditated. There was a lot of thought that went into it, and then he pulled this off, and it's really got everybody stumped. And I know a lot of folks, you know, they immediately think it's some sort of cover up, but you know, I don't get that feeling. I think the police are just as perplexed by all this and would really like to, you know, wrap this up with a bow, but they just haven't been able to.
Stephen Bucci again, the Heritage Foundation, over 30 years in special ops. Interesting, he's an expert in cybersecurity and cyber warfare, and I wanted to ask you about some cyber stuff, if you will, or kind of cyber. The government serious about creating mind control weapons and basically being able to instantly read soldiers' minds. Well, he thinks and it happens, let's put it that way. Thoughts on that?
You know, our government has for a long time done a lot of really interesting and in some cases to the average person pretty crazy research. You know, we have the Defense Applied Research Agency, DARPA, which works for DOD. And, you know, I've seen demos, you know, and most of the stuff these guys come up with, it's like, yeah, that's interesting. They throw it away or put it on the shelf because it's not really applicable. I've seen one where they put a chip into the brain of a rat and then use a joystick, you know, and basically turn a live animal into like a radio control car.
Wow.
They can steer it, make it go, and they look at it for, you know, doing recon into a collapsed building or something like that where a dog is too big to get into the spaces. So there's a lot of bizarre stuff out there. I'm not familiar with, or I have never, you know, seen or partaken in any of that kind of research like you described.
Right.
But, you know, people are looking a lot of stuff. They're getting more and more info all the time. You know, that it could be happening, but I can't confirm
or deny.
I'm not saying that just to be cute. I think.
Right. All right, one more for me. It seems like the government is ready to say, yeah, we've seen UFOs. Is this a game changer? It seems like this should be the biggest story out there, right?
You would think, other than the fact that most Americans believe, and actually most people in the world believe they probably have.
Right.
You know, it just seems completely incongruous that there's not life someplace else, and that, you know, if we're spending all this money and trouble to try and get off the planet and look around, that if people are someplace else, they might not be doing the same. It would be interesting for them to release all of that. I don't think, you know, that the American public needs to be protected from as much stuff as some people think. But, you know, we'll see what happens. They have to respond to anomalies and reports, so they investigate everything. You know, most of it does have sort of, you know, very pedestrian explanation, but you never know. Sometimes there's other things. Maybe there are guys, and it's black, and that sort of thing.
I think you know. You just don't want to say it all. That's okay. We'll get it from you next time. Stephen, listen, I got to run. Thank you, as always. I appreciate it. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling, no strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD, because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War Now! Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we're back. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And producer extraordinaire Chris is a big Yankee fan, and the Yankees go up 1-0 in case anybody is following at home. And why wouldn't you be? The Yankees are on fire. Again, I am Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's always an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to sit in the seat. I get a chance to do it tomorrow night as well, since you'll be back on Monday. So if you want to call in, we do have open spots. You can call in 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. After the top of the hour, get a little more serious. When we have a little bit more time, I want to talk a little bit about illegal immigration. And there's something that Ilhan Omar had done. She apparently has broken some kind of campaign finance law and has to pay a fine. I'll talk about that. But while I have your attention, those of you who are listening out there in California, out near Hollywood, listen, I was in Hollywood a couple times. The only thing I can remember about L.A. or Hollywood, it's just so dang big, right? It's so spread out. But downtown L.A., to be precise, everybody's been talking about this, but since I don't get a chance to talk to you every night, Eric Garcetti, the mayor, he works at City Hall. Well, apparently, City Hall is a filthy, rat-sicken, insect-infested building that's actually making people literally sick. The cops or the people that are working at the City Hall, the officials, the folks who go there every day and sit behind a desk, they're getting sick. I read somewhere where somebody got typhoid from sitting there. But apparently the rats have chewed holes through the wall, and it's chaos. It's chaos, basically, in L.A., in Hollywood. And this is what you get when you have this mentality where everyone can do whatever the heck that they want. Nobody cares anymore. I mean, imagine working in a rat-infested, cockroach-infested building, and outside your building, people are going to the bathroom on the sidewalk, and nobody gives a damn about any of it. Nobody cares. Listen, last time I was on, I talked about San Francisco and the number two map, if you will, for lack of a better term, the poop map. I showed you where all the human feces were. I didn't show you, but I was explaining it to you. Where all the spots where a lot of the homeless people just basically dropped it. Now, this is spreading. It's spreading in L.A. and California, in San Francisco, and all, you know, all over these very liberal places around California. And you reap what you sow. If this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get a horrible work environment, and chaos, and dirty, and ugliness, and just, I mean, people, liberals for the most part, I hate to say it, they just don't care. They just don't care about this kind of stuff, and there's no repercussions for what people do. I mean, I can't imagine, if I were in charge of a city, and that city had people going to the bathroom on the sidewalk, I'd throw those people would be in jail for as long as I possibly could put them in jail. For God's sake, not only is it a health risk, it's disgusting. Can you imagine being the business owner of the restaurant that the guy drops in front of? Oh, my God. What about that guy? No one ever thinks about that guy. They always think about, basically, you know, the poor person who has no place to go to the bathroom. Oh, yeah, I feel bad for the homeless guy. I sure do. Let's try to help him out. But God's sake, let's not let him go to the bathroom, if you will, on the side of the road. It's crazy. All right. One other thing before we run out of time. Jupiter. This is completely different. But Jupiter will be so close. This is kind of cool. Jupiter will be so close to Earth this month that you can use binoculars to see its moons. Now, this is pretty neat. Space lovers around the world. It's the best, apparently, for Jupiter. It'll be very, very visible. With the naked eye, you can see it. You can use the binoculars and be so close you can see the moons. You know what always happens? You know, I like the space stuff. I'm not into it. I'm not well versed in a lot of this stuff, but it interests me, let's put it that way. Whenever they tell me there's going to be like a meteor shower or there's going to be a planet that I can see and the news tells me what time it's going to be, I always forget. Like I write it down somewhere. Like I might write down moon or shower or stars at 10:10. And I read it and I forget why I wrote it. And I miss it. Which, a meteor shower or whatever. But this seems like it's going to be kind of cool. The entire month of June, depending upon, you know, where you live, we'll give you an idea of how well you'll be able to see Jupiter, but apparently this could be the closest it will ever be, at least in our lifetime, from June 14th to the 19th. So you can look up into the sky and see Jupiter, actually Saturn and some other places. This is going to be a very space-friendly situation. And since we're talking about things that are a little bit out there, so you were wondering whether or not Bigfoot was real? Well, in the 70s, the FBI actually investigated Bigfoot. And they found mysterious animal hair. And they tested that hair and they locked it away so no one would know what it was. Well, just the other day they released what that mysterious animal hair actually was. Do you want to know what it was? It wasn't Bigfoot. I don't know if there's a Bigfoot. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But this mysterious hair was just from a deer. Maybe Bigfoot killed a deer. I don't know. Maybe. But who knows whether or not Sasquatch is out there. We'll be back. Top of the hour next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.